Pope Leo has denounced the culture of power that has arisen around AI. In a document entitled Magnifica Humanitas, he wrote that when power over digital systems and infrastructure is concentrated in the hands of the few, it can become opaque and evade public oversight, increasing the risk of distorted forms of development that give rise to new dependencies, exclusions, manipulations, and inequalities. An MIT Technology Review article reports that despite fears of AI taking over many jobs, there is no evidence of this in the US, for the moment. The Federal Reserve Board has found that annual employment growth for coders has slowed by about 3% since ChatGPT appeared. However, overall employment for coders has continued to grow, though at a slower rate than before 2022. Wages in the coding sector have grown significantly. Headcounts have grown in jobs where AI is mainly used to augment human work, even for entry-level workers. Older workers, with more so-called tacit knowledge, are less susceptible to AI replacement. Meanwhile, a study has found that data centers in Ireland are using 22% of the country's electricity. The impact is that the average household annual electricity bill could rise by €295 to €644 by 2034. The main problem for Ireland is that natural gas accounts for half of the energy source of the electricity grid, which exposes electricity prices to global supplies of gas. OpenAI announced a breakthrough on a mathematical geometry challenge set down by mathematician Paul Erdos 80 years ago. The planar unit distance problem asks if n points are placed in a data plane, then how many pairs of points can be exactly one unit apart. An OpenAI model has come up with an infinite set of examples that offer polynomial improvement on existing methods. The breakthrough is notable because it was made using a general-purpose AI model, and not a model trained for mathematical or geometry problems. Elsewhere, Google announced at its recent Google I/O conference the Gemini for Science package, which collects several of the company's LLM models under a single brand. Two different approaches to AI are being followed at Google. The first is the development of AI for specific domains, e.g., AlphaEarth, AlphaFold, WeatherNext. The second is the development of AI co-scientists to help the ideation and validation of research. Anthropic has raised $65 billion in its latest funding round at a post-money evaluation of $965 billion. The funding round is rumored to be the last before the company goes public. The company also announced that its run rate revenue exceeded $47 billion this month. The company expects a revenue increase of 130%, which could allow the company to have its first operating profit. A TechCrunch article outlines some of the motivations for big tech collaborating with sports teams. For instance, IBM, Anthropic, AWS, and Oracle are collaborating with Formula One driving teams. Millions of data points relating to the car and driver are created in every second of a race. AI and data analytics can provide a competitive edge. Also, partnerships by big tech with sports teams is part of a marketing strategy to convince the general public of the pertinence and attractiveness of their technologies. The existing cloud infrastructure was designed for human users of the internet who click, scroll, and stream in a steady and predictable manner. AI agents, however, are more random, exhibiting bursts in which they query hundreds of databases and documents, and then quickly disappear. AWS and Azure are adapting their architectures to these workloads. Meanwhile, an InfoWorld article discusses the challenges of cloud environments to executing AI workloads. A core issue is that existing cloud platforms are optimized for application deployment, not governed agentic AI. This architectural mismatch is creating friction, notably for compliance to regulations like the GDPR. A VentureBeat article discusses new forms of technical debt that come with AI. Technical debt is the implied future cost of applying an easy or quick short-term modification to code. In the past, technical debt was confined to the code of the IT system. It can be identified through testing and repaired through refactoring. AI debt is more distributed since it can appear in prompts, model choice, and data pipelines.